have ways of making you talk.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again, everybody. This is Lou and Steve. Steve and Lou here with you Mondays at 5:30. We welcome your calls. We're trying to keep things local because we know that's the focus of our show whenever we can, and also largely focus of this station. So let's go into our next caller. Hello, Chris. What do you have to say? Hello, Chris. All right, next. Want to try?
Next caller.
Hello,
Chris. What do you have to say?
Mitchell.
Hey, Mitch.
Hello, Chris.
How you doing? Hi, Mitch.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Mitchell, fire away. What's up?
Well, first off, Steve, you know where the Larchmont Reservoir is, right?
Absolutely. I walk there often.
Well, yesterday I saw the balloon flying over it.
Okay.
I took my AK-15 out. I took that bad boy right down.
Hey, mister, if you're going to talk like an NRA member, it's an AR-15, an AK-47. You're mixing your NRA mail order literature with the stuff that's coming from Russia.
I'll tell you how much I'm mixed up.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Chinese balloon. When it came down, I read it. It said Goodyear.
Goodyear. Oh, thank goodness. By the local Goodyear retailer. Let me ask you, you think it came over from Mamaroneck or one of our leering, jealous local towns or something?
I think it's Mamaroneck is spying on trying to spy on New Rochelle.
I'm telling you, we have a lot to offer here.
So listen, I hear you guys talking about this one party in New Rochelle. There's two very strong parties in New Rochelle. We got the liberals and we got the very liberals. I happen to speak to both of them.
I know you do, but let me ask you something. And I'm not trying to trap you, but I know you for a few years. When's the last time you voted for a real, legitimate, rock-ribbed Republican?
A rock Republican?
A rock-ribbed Republican. You know that old cliche, rock-ribbed?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't old enough to vote for Jake Javits or Nelson Rockefeller or... what's his name? Who was the Attorney General?
Louis Lefkowitz.
So the answer to your question is never.
I will tell you something. You're a party man, and I respect that. I've generally voted right, but I voted left, too. I will tell you that, and I know you have studied history, Richard Nixon, for all his faults and mistakes, did some very good things for this nation and got us some very good national spending programs, which I don't always support, but remember, he started the EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. He started a lot of positive Washington-based programs. So I think you should give a look to Republicans once in a while. Wouldn't hurt.
I would actually agree with you on that.
Yeah, and maybe they've been mismanaged over the years or overfunded, but I think he had a vision. Unfortunately, he went off the rails, to say the least.
But I think that a city like New Rochelle should be a two-party city. And I think it'll be a lot better for the government of the city than if you had a mixture of people.
Lou.
I voted more Democrats in my 71 years that I'm on this earth than I did basically Republicans. And I'll be honest.
Lou, why don't you put your name in the hat?
Because to tell you the truth, I got more skeletons than St. Raymond's Cemetery. So I would never be able. Are you kidding me?
It's an excuse. What do you think, Mitch? I'd support him.
I would support him.
Good. Well, I'll tell you one thing, though, to be fair. Loyal opposition doesn't have to mean Republicans either. There could be a loyal opposition to the existing prevailing regime, even in the Democratic Party. I'd like to see some conservative strains in the Democrat Party. Remember, Mitch, the Republicans and Democrats in decades past both had left and right wings. There's nothing wrong with that.
I remember that well.
So,
but I think that'll be better for the city. You know, you're hearing right now Leon Merchant throwing a hat in the ring now. You have Ramos. You got Daniel Ma. You got a lot of people throwing their hats into the ring here where I think that, I think that I have to see a couple of Republicans throw their hat in the ring.
Mitch, you're breaking up. Can you get a better signal or try to call back? Thank you, Mitch.
All right, thank you.
Let's go on to our next caller, and we're looking for some enlightenment from our loyal and regular caller, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Doing great.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, the basis of our democracy is not one party rule.
Thank you.
It's it's majority rules.
No, okay? Very good. Hold on a second. Chris, if I may take issue with that, I think your ideal is good, but if the majority is constantly one party, I don't think you can say that is welcoming or encouraging of alternative points of view. So I would take exception to your idea. Sometimes majority rule can be very repressive of the minority voice, even if the minority voice isn't one you or I agree with.
Issue.
I think we should encourage all sides.
We have free speech. We have free speech.
Oh, no, free speech is one thing, but I'm saying if you have constant rule by one party, I'll take you to counties in Kansas and Nebraska that haven't voted in a county commissioner Democrat for many years. I'm not sure that's a good system either.
Well, there's a lot of systems that are completely controlled by Republicans.
That's what I'm saying. Okay? So I think they could use some party opposition, too. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the other side is wrong when it's dominating.
Well, opposition is, again, another concept of our democracy, okay? And, you know, you got to remember, you talk about a city that's a different demographics than, you know, rural areas or you know. So, you know, it's just the way our democracy works, you know. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to get represented on the other side. Yeah. We should do everything we can.
Well, I think it's fair to you, but let's remember that one of the leading candidates for the Republican presidential nomination thus far is one who won Florida quite widely and quite easily, and he won it, to your point, winning Dade County. You know, a minority, at least depending on your description, a minority Spanish district, at least in terms of the whole state. So good point.
Yeah. Well, we also got Asa Hutchinson. Okay, he's a never-Trumper, you know that.
Yes.
I got him on the never...
Well, there's a fair number of them.
And you got Nikki Haley just threw a hat in the ring for president. Right. Nikki Haley just threw a hat in the ring.
Yeah.
I think she'd make a great vice president, though. I really liked her.
Not my choice, but interesting.
Yeah. Anyway,
what do you think of Nikki Haley yourself?
She's a good candidate. Okay, I would consider her. You know, I mean, they're all, you know, anybody. Look, as long as it's not Trump, consider it.
Well, Chris, if you're talking in terms of open minds and considering the opposition party, don't give the opposition of the opposition party an excuse, but I'm just suggesting, don't give the opposition to the opposition party an excuse for not voting for Republicans.
Not me. Trump does it. Look at the name calling that he engages in and all of his opposition in the Republican Party.
All right, you're vilifying.
He uses divide and conquer strategy.
Chris, we pledged
to talk about... the governor of Florida?
Chris, we pledged to talk about local issues. Do you have something to contribute uniquely about local issues, you New Rochelle Republican or former New Rochelle Republican?
Right.
Say it.
I'm a Republican, but never a New Rochelle Republican.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Eastchester, forgive me.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments on the local political scene?
Not really, no.
Chris Eastchester, you got one of the greatest Republicans in the county, Tony Colavito.
Yes.
Tony's a great guy. And his father, was a great man. His father was another great guy. They knew my father very good, Mr. Colavito, the father.
He's been there. I had my disagreements with him. You know, I used to go into the meetings.
Yes.
But, you know, it was a different world then.
It was a different world. Yeah, I agree.
I'll tell you, Chris, to be fair, they have a machine there, too. Eastchester is a Republican machine. As I don't like machines, I don't really like them when they're Republican or Democrat. We should have competitive general elections. That's my view.
Well, I don't really understand that, okay? I mean, look, like I said, we have rule by majority, okay? And, you know, there's a lot of circumstances that determine who's going to be elected in a district.
Yeah.
And it's an important component of our, you know, of our democracy. You know, I mean, there's just no way of accomplishing what you want except to get the minority party in power.
Okay, so Chris, to get to particulars... Would you say there's no Democrats in Eastchester who claim that that is a majority party that is a machine? You would say there are no Democrats who argue against the Republican machine?
I'm sure they do. Yeah. But there's no solution, okay? What I'm saying is there is no solution to that.
Well, there is, Chris, to your point, there is a solution by empowering the Democrat Party. Maybe it's gone too far left.
Well, or empowering the Republican Party, or do it, you know.
I mean, that's the basic. Sure.
We have a two-party system, you know, ruled by a majority, and that's the basic.
I just believe, Chris, there's a healthy, more healthy if you have a two-party system.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I see it.
Chris, thanks for the point.
Thank you, Chris.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. This is Steve and Lou, Lou and Steve. Mondays, 5:30. We welcome your calls right after this break. 914-636-0110 right here on WVOA.
WVOX at 1460 for Fleetwood, Pella Manor, and Cherry Lawn.
1460 WVOX.
You're wrong. Hello, everybody. Lou and Steve, Mondays, 5:30. We're on the phone with you, 914-636-0110. And we are now on the phone with Vince. What do you have to say today?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Vince.
Hello,
Vince.
Hello,
Vince.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm enjoying your show. I tell you, you guys are tough to get through. I hope you're getting paid a good salary to do this.
You must be living in a different universe than I am, because we're getting lots of payback, but no salary.
You know what you guys need? You need a manager. You need a manager.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Will you be
the volunteer paymaster for this?
You'll be George Martin of the Beatles here.
So, Vince, what do you say today? What are the latest goings on in local governance?
Well, tomorrow is citizens to be heard at City Council. They are going to be discussing a proposed amendment to the downtown overlay zone to allow more apartments. Higher apartments, okay? So people might want to take a look. And if you have an opinion about all the development, show up at City Hall tomorrow at Council, 7 o'clock, and express an opinion. But
Slow down one second. Thanks for the heads up, because we usually hear about schools from you. Do you have an opinion on the proposal?
Yes. I'm very concerned about it, because there's been no public discussion of any of this that I know of. I was reading through some of the proposals, and it looks like they're going to be sticking more apartments into downtown, and a higher, you know, apartment. And I'm just a little concerned that, okay, you know, we want to take a look at this.
Is there any mention of infrastructure?
No.
Well,
now a couple of things that might be of some note. I know time is short. In terms of what you were talking about people running for office. Extremely important that we try our best to field some candidates. You know, I know that there are some of us out there that would hope that maybe you guys might have an interest, or some people out there, you know, but it's getting rather dramatic. But I suggest, regardless of who is or isn't out there, I would hope that maybe your show or others focus on issues for the Democratic candidates and council people. Like, what is your opinion of accessory dwelling units?
What
is your opinion?
Hold on a second. This is
of
good.
Having this.
Go
of
ahead.
Having the city.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. This, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Having the city council be the final vote on all decisions of the development IDA, industrial granting tax abatements. You know, what is your opinion on the hiring practices at City Hall? Should there be more transparency as to how people get jobs in this town.
Vince, one second. I'm trying to make meat out of your point. Please describe to our audience what an accessory dwelling unit is. Many people wouldn't know.
The governor in her budget and some local communities are debating the question right now, and your city council candidates and mayor will want to answer. Do you believe we should do away with single-family home zoning and allow somebody who has a single-family house to construct another apartment or house on their property or in their house and rent it to anybody they want?
That's a legit issue,
relative
Vince.
Or not.
Vince, great. Thanks for introducing it to our audience. We have another caller, though.
I want to say
and
something.
Lou wants to say something, and we'll move on. But please stay tuned.
Vince, I watched you at the Citizens to Be Heard when he talked about the Bracey housing there or whatever. I think the old welfare building, the court building that's on right across the street from the dollar store, that would be ideal for the community there, housing there, which is low-income housing, not this low-income housing that they're talking about. I'm talking about affordable rates, slide salary rates for people. That would be ideal because the bus station is about a block and a half away. The train station is a block and a half away, and that'll be good for the whole community, represents the city of New Rochelle. I think that's a move. The other thing that you talk about these housing, you know, if you look at urban sprawling, you look at the Sheldrake River, the more you build on, I have a piece of property in the back, I put another house there. The sewers we just built here in the city of New Rochelle, the sewer treatment plant. It's that capacity already. Where's this water going to go? You know, you always hear Anthony tell a joke during the Super Bowl, somebody flushes halftime, they can't handle it.
Well, Lou, I asked before, infrastructure. Vince, your point is well taken, and thanks for checking up on the agenda. I know you look at the websites and you go to all the sources. Thanks for the call, as always.
All right, Tom.
This is WVOX. Let's get to our next caller. Hello.
Tom?
Yeah, what?
Go ahead. We're on, Tom.
Joanne again.
I'm sorry. We were expecting another caller. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Speak up. What's up?
Good. So the accessory dwelling unit idea is an absolute travesty.
It is a travesty. And
I think what there's a plan behind it on a Democratic side, and that's basically is to blow up the single-family market. They want to create affordable housing. And I think they know that this would basically devalue property. I can't imagine anybody wanting to live in a neighborhood that they moved into for the sole purpose of having peace and serenity around their property and have it one day turn into a multifamily dwelling situation where houses, I mean, you go out one day and you see a dump truck and a backhoe in your neighbor's backyard.
Okay, Tom, well, give us a picture of an accessory dwelling unit. Sounds like a term of art. Have you seen one? Is there a model for it?
No, it's another dwelling either attached or detached to your property, built anywhere up to the property line of your own property. You could have a freestanding dwelling. In other words, two properties where there's only one right now.
Right.
That's what an ADU is.
I think this is totally wrong. I think the governor is off a rocker with this one. With the sewer
in other communities, too.
Sewer treatment plants can't handle this. It's going to be a total reassessment because they have to reassess everybody then or whatever. So it's going to be just a nightmare, I think. That's my opinion.
Where has this taken root in Westchester? Anywhere?
Within a half-mile radius of any Metro North station is where they're proposing it.
I think it's crazy.
Point made. Something to be concerned about. Thanks for the call, as always.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for the show. Thanks for bringing us our show, callers. As always, Steve and Lou, thank you
this
week.
We'll see you next week.
And we will see you next week at 5:30 with Lou and Steve.